Hallelujah. It's an honor for me and my wife to be here today.
Amen.
Listen, be prepared. He is alive.
Yes.
And be prepared. I believe there's going to be over 100 healing right in this service. So be prepared, whatever you have in your body, it cannot stand compared to the greatness of God. But I have a wonderful lady with me. Her name is Louise, and I want you to say hello, Louise.
Amen. I'm so happy to be here today with you, and I want to greet you and say how much I love you all. I don't know you, but I love you in Jesus Christ. And it's a blessing to be here, and we love your pastor and his wife and all the team here. Pastor Kemi has really been a blessing for us, and we love her, and we love her grandson that's here today also. And thank you for being here, and thank you for my husband. I'm going to let him preach.
And we love you guys.
Yes.
Hallelujah. French people who love the English.
Yes.
Isn't this wonderful?
Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You, sweetie. Louise is a blessing for me. I want you to know this. Amen. I would like the two men from Marseille, stand up. Amen. I'm going to share the vision, God, if someone can translate for them. Yes, okay. I saw both of you guys. You did a wonderful job up to now. But I believe you were like in a pot, like a tree only in a pot. But by connecting with Kensington Temple and this apostle Malcolm, amen, you're going to be put in the ground to be set free. Hallelujah. And you're going to see, I feel the tree had some bourgeon. Buds. But the buds are finished now. It's going to become leaves and fruits. And the more you're going to stick planted in this ground, you're going to see mighty miracles happening in Marseille, which even you'll be surprised. Because God is with you, and you understand in the spirit what I'm saying. And that's why you're excited in your spirit. And as soon as you're going to stay connected to this man of God, this lady of God, God is going to bless you guys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen, even when I'm preaching, if you'll feel some heat come over you, and just receive it, just receive it. Amen, amen, amen. God loves you. God loves you everywhere you are in this building. The title of my message this morning is Be a Blessing. Be a blessing. While we're alive, come on. Louise and I, we are a blessing to one another. I love my sweetie pie. Amen, amen, amen. And listen, the more I bless her, the more I am blessed. And we are a blessed couple. It's going to be 55 years we're married. Hallelujah. And no, we decided, because a lot of time in life, you know, bless mean to, I want her to be blessed spiritually, materially, and I want you to be blessed too. Amen. Too many times, but blessing mean to say good words, say an encouragement word. Hallelujah. And a lot of times, the only time you hear it, it's when the person is in his coffin. And people go around, oh, is he beautiful? Oh, I love him. Poor guy, if he would have heard this when he was alive, he wouldn't be in his coffin. So it is important. It is important, people. Hallelujah, while we're alive. Come on, we need this. When God created us, he created us so we can be built up. Hallelujah. Tap your neighbor on the shoulder. Tell him you love him. Turn with me in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. Lord, I just pray, sorry if my English is not the best in the world, but I'm trying the best. Amen. Finally, all of you have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay with a blessing. It is for this that you were called, that you might inherit a blessing. Lord, my prayer is this morning, use my tongue and write on every heart what there need to be written, Lord. I bind every evil spirit in here in Jesus' mighty name. And I command life everywhere in this building. And everybody says,
amen.
Hallelujah. Here, blessing means to praise, to celebrate, to praise, to invoke a blessing. And you know, my wife, she is today what she is because I decided as a mature man of God to bless my wife. Amen. And the more you mature in Jesus, the more you're going to transform the other person. Hallelujah. Revival starts in your home. Amen, amen, amen. With your wife, if you're married, if you're not married, pray for a good man. And go slow, ladies. Don't go too fast. Because after, you'll be stuck with them. And some are stuck today. Amen. Don't go fast. Take your time. Amen, amen. And the more you're mature in the Lord, the more you're able to be a blessing. I remember one day when Louise, at the beginning of her conversion, I felt like giving her the fivefold ministries. I don't know. You know, if you're married, you understand what I mean. And she was in the bed. And the Lord told me, flat her hair. You don't feel like flatting. You know when things are not going good? Stoke her head. And I felt like giving her the fivefold ministry. And the Lord was speaking to me. Stroll her head.
Stroke her hair.
Stroke her hair. Thank you, Pastor. Stroke her hair. And that's what happened. And so suddenly I started to stroke her hair. And she started yelling, Mama, Mama, Mama. And she had a deliverance. She couldn't speak. We were 2-3 days without speaking to one to another. And after now, I need to tell her to shut up today. But just to show how God delivered her. Amen, amen, amen. And she was completely transformed by it. But do you see how God works in mysterious ways? Hallelujah. And she was so nice after with me. And something which is very important for me too. Come on, people of London, bless the people of Israel. Bless, pray for Israel. Because what's happening to Israel will happen to the Church of Jesus Christ. And I really believe in the Spirit. Thank you, brother. What a blessing you are. What a blessing you are. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, sometimes you don't realize all those guys work in the back. They make us look good. You hear me? And everybody is important. Each of you here, God has something special for you. Amen, amen. It's so important. We need what God had put on your life. Be a blessing with who you are. Don't try to be somebody else. You are who you are. And we love you. And God loves you. A secret here in the word, it says, finally, all of you have unity. It's important. Unity. Even in your couple, be united. When you want to raise your kids, listen, parents. This is just a little tip here. Be united, you and your wife. Hello. And ladies, let the husband correct the kids too. Don't be too mama. It is so important. Hallelujah. Trust me, we had problems with our two boys. Amen. But I believe the first problem, we were not united. She thought I was too hard when I was correcting. And I thought she was too soft. And listen, the day I told Louise, and they were going astray. They were in drugs and everything. And the day I said to Louise, please let me do a mistake. If I correct them, I'm too strong. But be behind me. Because in the spirit, they know when you're not united. And when you're not united, the Holy Spirit cannot work completely. Today, she accepted. And I said, if I do a mistake, don't correct me, especially in front of them. And we got united, and that's where the Holy Spirit started to work on my boys. And they both of them are converted to Jesus Christ. And not only my boys, one is a pastor now. He was the worst one. And it's just to show it is so important, unity. Amen, amen, amen. If we are united here, Kensington, you got a great pastor. You better take care of him, because if not, I'm bringing him to Canada with me. And Kimmy too. Walk in unity. It is powerful. Powerful. If you would know all the blessing which is falling upon Louise and I, because we're united in everything we do. Hallelujah. Sometimes, I'm honest with you, you'll probably say I'm exaggerating, but sometimes we're so blessed that I cry. God is so alive in our lives. He's so alive in our lives. We see him work. We see him in everything we do. In every situation, we can look back and we're united and we see him work and we say, hallelujah. I cannot even say the testimonies of what God is doing. He's doing so much, and he wants to do the same for you. That's enough for unity. But you know what I mean. If two agree on earth, come on, be united. You want to see a move of God? Be united here with your pastor, with Pastor Kemi. I'll bring her home to Canada. Hallelujah. Bless one another. Fill with brotherly love. The TH are hard to say for the French people. That, there, this. Brotherly love. Amen. We need to stay filled with the love of God if we want to see the blessing fall on people. We need to stay in the love of God. Amen. God is love. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Kensington, you're here today. Filled with brotherly love, compassion. When I pray for the sick, I almost died twice. I have compassion for those who are suffering. How many people here, it's 30 years and over, you're sick? Just raise, you've been sick in your body for 30 years and over. I see a couple of hands. Be prepared to be healed. Be prepared to be healed. Amen. I believe there'll be over 100 healing at the end. Hallelujah. In this service. Amen. But have compassion. He talks about humility too here. How it is important. Have unity of spirit, sympathy. That's mean encouragement. Be an encourager. Love one another. A tender heart, that's compassion, and a humble mind. It's important. Humility. Ask my wife. Sometimes we were invited by president, eating with president. And sometime I felt so humble, so humble. I said, who am I, Lord? You've blessed us so much. Who am I? Amen. Sometime we were sitting with president, you know, in their house, in their palace, and all this. And I said, God, you're so great, God. And this was one of my prayers at the beginning of my conversion. Lord, if I'm going to fall back, come and pick me up. I want to be the man who loves you the most on the face of the earth. I just want to love God. That's why I live for. Amen. And I know by the grace of God, I cannot love him. I know it's not my own strength. But I challenge you guys. I challenge you. I want to be the one. Try to beat me. I want to be the one who loves God the most in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Humility will open the doors. Come on. Don't be too arrogant. Full of pride. Humility had opened me the doors in front of prime minister, kings, queens. And sometimes I've been in parades sitting beside the president, all the armies passing in front of me. And I was just crying and I said, God, you're so good for me. You're so good for me. Stay humble. It will open the heart of your boss on the job. Stay humble in front of them. Don't criticize them. Bless them. Bless them, and something is going to happen in the spirit. I remember I had one of my uncle when I was young. He used to criticize his bosses. Hello. But he never had a promotion of all his life. Hello. Come on, come on. We are the children of God. And we can have the best there is. Hallelujah. What is so important? Do not repay evil for evil. Be filled of the love of God. Don't be mad at no one. Amen. Even those who have hurt you. Do you have people who have hurt you in life? Don't be mad at them. Amen? Forgive them. When you're forgiving, you receive the blessing. Hallelujah. So walk in the blessing of God. Don't let unforgiveness come in your heart. I remember when I was a young Christian. I don't have time. But when I was a young Christian, there was a guy who put me down because he said he was a prophet. And he said the place would be full pack and there was about 10 people in the place. And I asked him, did you hear very much from God, you know? You prophesied the place is going to be full pack. And he started hating me. He said, Turpin, when he sings, it's the devil which sing through him. When he preaches, it's the devil preaching through him. And even me, I was And I became angry at him. Lord, let the fire of heaven fall on him. But without noticing it, I had things in my heart which stopped the blessing from falling on me. God was testing me. But it took me 7 months to forgive him. Each time I prayed for him, Lord, may the fire fall on him. Until one day I said, Lord, I forgive him. I forgive him for everything. And when I forgave him, woo, free like a bird. Hallelujah. I became free again. That's why the word of God says, Matthew 6:14-15, for if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It is so clear. It is so clear. Some people, when you're under unforgiveness, it makes like something dark over you. And it stopped the blessing of God. It is finished today. I encourage you, ask the grace of God to forgive everyone who had hurt you. And you're going to be set free. Hello? Following me? He goes further on, our Lord. Matthew 5:44-45. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and on the unrighteous. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Romans 12:14. It is so important if you want to be set free in your heart. Amen. Kensington, are you free in your heart? Yes. Hallelujah. I'm free. I'm totally free. And I praise God for it, because I can go anywhere. Even people who had talked, some are dead today. Trust me. God took care of it. Let God be God. Amen. You follow him. God says to forgive, you forgive. And you're going to be set free like a bird. You're going to fly in liberty. Amen. And nothing is going to hurt you. Because if not, you're going to be with the crows. They eat the poo-poo on the ground. Be an eagle. Fly like eagles. Fly high over all the unforgiveness and under everything. Amen, amen, amen. What's so important? The words coming out of your mouth. Be a blessing, an encourager. That's what I do to my wife. That's what I do to the churches. I want to be a blessing while I'm here on earth. I'm here just for a short while. You know? And especially when you turn 50 like me, you know what you mean. Each day is special. Each day is special. And for the time I have left on earth, I want to be a blessing everywhere I go. And God told me, everywhere you go, and you're going to preach this message I'm doing there, I will bless this place. And you are condemned to be blessed this morning here. Oh, you're stuck to it. Be prepared. The blessing of God will fall on you. Amen, 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 amen. That's why, watch the word which is coming out of your mouth. You should be always a desire to bless your neighbors. Amen. The city will be raised up. Proverbs 11:11. By the blessing of the upright, a city is exalted. But it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. I declare, hallelujah, this city here, Kensington, is being raised up by the mouth of the people of Kensington Temple. Hallelujah. We bless this city. We bless the mayor of this city. We bless the king. I was going to say the queen. I said the queen in the first service, but I repented of it. It's bless the king. Come on, come on. We bring blessing, people. Your life and death are in your mouth. Come on. Amen, amen, amen. And my boys, all my family came to the Lord. All my family came to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because this is the desire of God, and this is my desire. Why blessed? Why we should bless one another? God has blessed us. When God created man and woman, he blessed them. He blessed. This is the heart of God. Listen carefully. This what, when you're a new creature, you fall under God. Amen. You're just like God. You're a small God. Genesis 1:28 says God blessed them when he created them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it and have dominion. We have dominion over the devil, by the way. The devil doesn't have dominion over us. We have dominion over sickness. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, woo, I'm arranging my mic. Okay, here it is. So God blessed us. God our Father. The example is Jesus. Jesus in Acts 3:26, when God raised up his servant, he sent his first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. And the Father blessed their children too. It goes the same. Abraham blessed Isaac. Genesis 25:5. Isaac blessed Jacob. Genesis 27, verse 28 and 29. And Jacob blessed the 12 tribe of Israel. Do you see, this is what there is in the heart of God. This is what is in the heart of God. This is what there is in the heart of God. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. Tell to your neighbor, I love you, brother. Or sister. I want to finish with this morning, and we're going to pray after. Be prepared. Be prepared. God is alive. He is alive. Lately, I've been seeing a lot of people with metal. Metal, it melts. Screws, they melt. People who have screws, metal. There was a man I was praying in Ivory Coast. He had a piece of metal from here to down here. He couldn't bend his knees for 17 years. He couldn't even sleep on his side. I have his testimony, but it's in French. And he had screws all over. And we just prayed, asked Jesus to melt it down. And believe it, for his first time, he was bending his knees. The piece of metal melted completely, completely, completely. This is our God. There's a lady, Friday night, she had a piece of metal in her wrist here. It melted. It's not there no more. Hallelujah. I had a lady from Toulouse. She had six pieces which was holding her leg together of metal. And we just prayed with her. She was almost handicapped because of this. We just prayed. It melted all. And God gave her a new leg. Wow, 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 wow. And she was completely transformed. There's nothing too great. God wants to bless you. God wants you to be blessed. That's why the children of Israel They bless one another. That's why in the desert. But a good dessert will be good too after. But in the desert, there was no sickness. Why? Because they were blessing one another. And I believe in those last days, Church of Jesus Christ, it is important that we bless one another, that we encourage one another. And that's why the people were never sick. That's why in Numbers 6, 22 to 27, the Lord spoke to Moses. Everybody know this blessing. This is a popular one. But listen, in Kensington Temple, if you want to receive the full blessing of God, the Lord spoke to Moses. Never forget, our God is not a God of disorder. He will always speak to the leader. Pastor Malcolm in this church and Kemi after. No. Or the pastors, the team. And God will always move in order. And if you want the full blessing, Miriam didn't understand this. She criticized Moses once. And she had leprosy on her. So watch it. Watch it if you want to receive the full blessing. And after God spoke to Moses, he said, speak to Aaron. Aaron was his right arm, saying, thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them. How do you bless people? By speaking to them. By speaking to them. Tell to your neighbor, I'm blessing you this morning. Hallelujah. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. I didn't tell you to repeat, but you can repeat. I thought it was good after a while. And be gracious to you. Say it. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. And give you peace. Woo, woo. So they shall put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30, 19 says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life so that you and your descendants may live. Amen. Does it help you this morning? Hallelujah. Many people are going to get healed in their back. You have back problems? Hallelujah. Some even dyslexic people. Is that the good English word? Dyslexic people are going to get healed. You're going to see it by writing and by reading. Hallelujah. People who suffer, a lot of time it's ladies, fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia. You're going to be healed this morning. Amen. That's me. You're always tired. You're always down. Amen. God is going to raise you up this morning. Amen, 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 amen. So be prepared. Many people in their risk shoulders. Hallelujah. Be prepared to start moving them. Amen, amen, amen. But just before, if you don't have Jesus in your heart as Lord and Savior, you don't have... You don't have the full bliss. That's why before I pray for the sick this morning. Yeah, I see my time. Before I pray for the sick this morning, The biggest sickness is not to have Jesus, the blessing of this world. Without Jesus, you'll never be blessed. Trust me. Louise and I, we were rich. We had all the money in the world. We were the most unhappy people. I didn't respect my marriage in those days. We were unhappy. Listen, I was popular. I was a nightclub musician and all this. And I was the most miserable person. And listen, without Jesus, there's no blessing. Hello? I mean real blessing. And that's why if you're here this morning, I want to pray for you. If you're here this morning and you never gave your full life 100% to Jesus and you would like to do it, I want you. I was blessed the day I did it. I was 25 years old. I was completely transformed, completely transformed. Life came to me. We had all the money in the world. We couldn't even spend it. We didn't even know how to spend it. But we were the most miserable person. That's why if you're here this morning, without Jesus, it is death. And if you're here this morning and you would say, Jean, I want to receive Jesus. I want the full blessing in my life. I'm tired, sick and tired of being cursed by the devil. Because the devil came to destroy you, to rob you. And if you want to receive this life this morning of Jesus, just raise your hand so I can see it. Say, Jean, pray for me this morning. I want to receive Jesus. I see this hand here. Is there any other people in the place? Hallelujah. Just raise your hand so I can see it. Don't be shy. Jesus said, if you confess me before man, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven. If you're here this morning and say, Jean, I want the full blessing. I want Jesus. I see this hand. Amen. I see this hand. Any other people, I see this hand to the left. Hallelujah. Any other person, I see this hand in the back, two hands in the back. Is there any other people upstairs, upstairs? Jesus is speaking to you. I see this hand, sir. Hallelujah. Any other person? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see this hand. Thank you, lady. Is there any other person this morning who says, Jean, pray for me. Pray for me. God, okay, this hand in the back. Any other person? Raise your hand. Don't wait. I see this hand, sir. I see this hand. Thank you. Any other person? Upstairs, upstairs. Don't wait. Put your hand very high. Say to the devil, I see this hand. Yes, I see this hand in the back. When you raise your hand like this, you say no to the devil. It is finished, devil. You don't have anything on my life no more. Hallelujah. If it's you, raise your hand. I see this hand there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It takes courage to raise your hand. But Jesus said, those who will confess me before man, I will confess them before my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. 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 Any other person before I pray for those people? Come on. Don't be shy. Amen. I bind every demon. Yes, I see this hand. Any other person who would say, yes, I see this hand, Mom. Hallelujah. Any other person? Hallelujah. Give me the other mic. Thank you. Any other person who would say, Jean, before you pray, this side, any person here, don't be shy. Jesus loves you. That's why you're here this morning. You're not here by accident. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Any other? Last call. I used to close bars before at 2:00 in the morning. Now I close churches. Any other person who would say, Jean, pray for me this morning. It's finished. It's finished. I want a new life. I want a brand new life. Just raise your hand high. Hallelujah. I see this hand, Mom. You can put it down. Any other person before I pray? I see this hand. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Any other? Yes, I see this hand. Any other person this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's at least 10 more person. God is speaking to you. Amen. Don't let your hard heart. Hallelujah. If you're not sure you're saved and you're going to heaven if you die now, just raise your hand now. Amen. I want to pray for you guys too. Hallelujah. 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 Any else? You, Mama? Anybody else? Don't be shy. I want to pray for you. I did it. I did it too one day. Amen. If you're not sure of your salvation, I want to pray for you too. If you're not sure, certain where you're going when you die, just raise your hand. Everybody sure? Yeah, I see this hand up there. If you're not sure, raise your hand. Say, Jean, pray for me. Pray for me. Hallelujah. I see this hand in the back. Thank you, sir. Any else? Anybody? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see this hand too. I see this hand too. Anybody else? When you lift your hand, you say no to pride. It takes humble. It's humble people who say yes to Jesus. Don't let pride hold you. Amen. I'll ask all those who raise their hand to stand up, and we're going to pray for you. All the one who put their hands up, don't be shy. Forget, yes, all those. Come on, we just clapped. All those who raise their hand, stand up. Stand up where you are. Even up there, even in the up. Raise up. Come on, stand up. Stand up. Come on. Let's rejoice. Heaven is rejoicing. Heaven is rejoicing. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Heaven is rejoicing. Heaven is rejoicing. If you should be standing up and you're sitting down, stand up now. Stand up now. Stand up now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah! 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 To all those standing up, and I want everybody to pray this prayer with me to encourage them. And those who are standing up, we're going to give you a little gift for you. This is for you after. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you won't, you're going to repeat after me. Jesus is here. I'm honest with you. Just say after me, Jesus. Say it with me loud. Jesus, I give you all my heart. Forgive all my sin. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. I receive you in my life. I want to love you like you have loved me. Help me, Lord. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. This is a beginning, people. This is a beginning, people. I want you to meet the team after. There's a great team here. Hallelujah. Everybody had received a gift. Yes, yes, yes. Congratulations. Congratulations. You can be sitting down now. All those who are suffering in their bodies, stand up where you are. If you have sickness, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Metal, is there people who have metal? piece of metal, screws. You had an accident and you have this, huh? You too? Oh, I love metal. Where's the metal? Be prepared. All those who are sitting down, put your hand on someone you see standing up. We're gonna pray. Be prepared. Some, you're gonna feel some heat coming on you. Some, you won't feel nothing. But you're gonna go home after and you're gonna see you are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one who took all sickness on Calvary, on the cross, upon his body, I command to fibromyalgia to leave. I command in the name of Jesus to every back to be healed in Jesus' name. I command to every shoulders to be set free. I command to every knees, every bone in their body to be made whole. Oh, dyslexic people, I command you to see clearly in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Start praising the Lord. 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 Listen carefully. Do what you couldn't do before. Go slowly. If you had back problems, bend. Bend. Do something you couldn't do before. Move. If it's your shoulder, I'm just asking you to do a step of faith. Okay? Do. Move. 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 Amen. Amen. There's somebody in his right knee. You feel poof, pop. It was popping before. You won't feel it pop no more because it pop over. Amen. How many, be honest with me, how many you feel, hey, I'm fine. There's no more pain. If it's you, just raise your hand like this. You feel the pain is gone. You feel the pain is gone. Make me sign like this. Hallelujah. Make me a sign like this. You feel the pain is gone. Boosh, boosh. Move, move, move. Amen. 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 If you feel the pain is gone, just raise your hand. Just do like this. Do you see? Yes? Can I see someone? Yes, I see the hand there. Put it high so I can see it. Yes. Come on. Upstairs too. Hallelujah. Ben, we're going to pray once more. I'm not satisfied. I believe for 100 healing. In the back? Yes. Put your hands like this, those. You're going to see. The more we're going to go, you see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, there's going to be more and more. Move. Just move slowly. Don't. Amen. 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 Jesus, just do your touch like you know how to do it. Hallelujah. 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 Be prepared to check it once more. Amen. Is there some, you feel some amelioration? You feel better already? Just put your hand like this. John, I feel a little something. Because you need to take this little something. Come on, put your hands high. Those, look, 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 look. Look at the hands, look at the hand. Look upstairs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you feel 70% you feel better? You feel better. Put your hand like this. If 70%, it's reverse. Hallelujah. Look, 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 look. Come on, come on. Shake your hand. Because when we're doing this, we're telling the devil, you're finished over my body. You're finished over my body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I want to pray once more, 3 times. Because the rooster crowed 3 times. But now it's not the rooster. It's the power of God in action. And Lord, I pray, woo, finish your work in this place. In Jesus' mighty name. I've seen places where everybody was healed. Move slowly. Thanks the Lord. Thank the Lord. Some of you will feel better when you get home. Amen. Hallelujah. All those who feel better, 70% and over, just raise your hand now. Come on, do this. Look. Hallelujah. I believe there's 100 people. Do this. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you the honor and the glory.